Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have news of some major changes for Cody Rhodes and his booking.
And a major change to his title as well.
Big update on Rhea Ripley and her injury.
And an update on WWE's plans for Julia. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick this one off by talking about Cody Rhodes twice.
What?
In a row. He is the world champion. He's probably a guy we talk about a lot.
And hot take this, I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, I think he's all right. He's pretty decent. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite all right. Solid. Yes, this is a report here from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. So his track record's been interesting lately, so we'll see how this one pans out. But if you're wondering why Cody's promo on Raw this week was a little bit mid, and it's attracted some criticism, a few people like, yeah, he's not really said anything, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't really care about that criticism personally. No. I just like seeing the guy at the moment.
Gets such a great reaction when he comes out.
Yeah, but like, if you're wondering about this, it was effectively a farewell to Raw because Dave reckons he's going to SmackDown in the draft, which makes sense. Apparently, the intention of this was to tell you that he's a SmackDown guy. That's why he was like, until we yeet again, and Jey Uso, and all of that stuff. See you later, pal. There was an intent there to go, hey, Jey is the guy now. Seth's not here. He's off. I'm injured. No, I got that the wrong way around. Seth is leaving for a bit. He's taking time off. Yeah. I'm going to SmackDown. Jey's going to be the top guy on here for a little while now. That's why he said you're going to be, what did he say? You're going to be the guy here soon or something like that. Something along those lines. The idea is to set Jey up to kind of take that top level spot, at least for now, because he's going to be the babyface challenger for Damian Priest.
And he's not going to win.
Backlash, that's been set for, right? So they're going to go to France and have a right good hootenanny.
Oh, zut alors.
And then presumably Priest's going to retain, but yeah, that was the intent. That would be something of a reset. It would send the Cody's title, the name of which has just changed, that we'll talk about. It would send that back to SmackDown after he won it technically as a Raw wrestler. Although people bounce around all the time now, really a hard and fast thing. The draft kicks off next Friday, by the way.
Yeah, really excited for the draft. I figured that was the case. He sort of, as part of the promo as well, said to Postman Pierce, thanks for letting me appear on Raw as a SmackDown superstar, because, yeah, that title generally has been on the blue brand. But you sensed in the immediate aftermath of WrestleMania, he was going to be appearing on both shows. I mean, he posted that list of appearances he's going to be making, which was preposterous. And that featured both shows. But yeah, he doesn't want to be seen as a sort of part-timer. And you want to get the most out of your new big world champion. I know Damian Priest is a world champion as well, but that Roman Reigns title has been held in sort of a higher level previously. And yeah, Jey being established as the main guy for now. I sense that role's probably going to be taken over by Damian Priest, who's slowly going to become more babyface. I'm really excited for him and Finn Balor to fight for that title. And then obviously you've got Drew and CM Punk as well, who could be major guys on that show. I've got no real issue with him being on SmackDown predominantly, because that just kind of makes sense, and it's a nice to see him there, even though, like you say, he's popped up there before. And it's just one of those ones where I think they wanted to have Cody on both shows, have their cake and eat it too, because
have their cake
and ache it too, doesn't it? but yeah, they wanted to make the most out of him because, well, everyone wants to see Cody as the ratings show out. You see that SmackDown number? Jesus.
Yeah, they're cooking. They are, in the words of the internet, they are cooking.
Yes.
I've got that word muted on Twitter. I'm sick of it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's like, let them... Stop it. Just come up with some new words. I'm 36. I'm too old for this.
It's almost time to mute. It's coming home again.
Oh, it stays muted. Just coming home is muted. Like, no one can get anywhere near me with that crap. I saw another one of those memes the other day. It was like, what's stopping this front six from winning the Euros? And it was like Kane, Saka, yeah. Bellingham, all these geezers. And I was like, Gareth Southgate. Obviously. Gee whiz. What's wrong? You England fans, man, what's wrong with you? You're not going to win.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, clip that for when you do.
Yeah. What, in about 40 years?
Yeah. When I'm 76.
I sure showed him.
And Scotland doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, God.
We're all just Welsh somehow.
We're all Scotland playing when you play Germany in the opening fixture. Anyway,
we're going to take them down to funky town.
I'm going to have a Scottish flag on my face and everything.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Maybe that's a bit too far.
William
anyway.
Wallace over here.
Freedom! Let's talk a little bit more about Cody Rhodes' title, though, because, I mean, he's had about 20 different names, hasn't he? It was like they merged, obviously, the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 38. Subsequently, he was known as the... Hang on, I always forget how this is... Undisputed WWE Universal Champion. In June of 2023, they sort of unified, so he wasn't carrying around two belts, even though that visual did look cool. To call him the undisputed WWE Universal Champ, they had a singular belt. Now, though, on WWE.com, Cody Rhodes is listed as the undisputed WWE Champion, the Universal element, having seemingly been dropped. It did seem pretty pointless, especially when they, you know, created a new World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah. It's cleaner, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it just removes a word from it. It was an awful mouthful, especially universal, four syllables.
Yeah.
It's like you're just adding to the amount of time that it takes me to say this title, and time is the most precious resource in the world.
Now all I have to do is learn the difference between the SmackDown and Raw other championships.
I get this wrong.
WWE Women's Champion?
And then the Women's World Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I always forget.
I'll be honest, I still just call him the SmackDown Women's Champion and the Raw Women's Champion.
The tag titles are going that way now as well after Raw and the unveiling of that new Quality Street Penny title belt, which looks like ass. Like, how did you get those old crap designs and somehow not make them much better?
It's certainly better than the Penny design we had previously.
Yeah, but it's gone from a 3 to a 4, hasn't it?
Someone tweeted saying, don't you think they look like giant nipples? And I thought... I think you should have your nipples checked, brother.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor, my friend. Gee whiz. But yes, I'm in favour of the change.
And I'm excited for the new Women's North American title that's coming to NXT soon.
Indeed. Or maybe that's going to get changed soon to the Undisputed North American. And then, hey, we could do an AEW and change like to another continental name.
I genuinely
can't. Intergalactic.
How many belts have they got right now, if you include ROH?
I don't know. It's probably
20.
20, Jesus.
Probably.
I don't know. It's like, it is kind of bad faith to add the Ring of Honor ones to the AEW pool.
Yeah, I get
because
that.
They're different brands and all of that
stuff. It's because they're showcased. But then again, I suppose AAA titles and other titles on there as well.
So. Yeah, the IWGP is going to be on this week
when
Mark shows up. So, but my opinion is that both companies have too many belts.
Fair.
Both major companies have too many belts anyway, so
there you go.
But the real problem for me with we're on a total tangent here with AEW is that why do we have like two men's mid-card titles, the TNT and the Continental Crown? It's free. What's going on? Anyway, every company has too many belts and they all look kind of mid.
Cody Rhodes used to literally wear that one.
Yeah, he did.
That's weird,
isn't it? Most prestigious belt. It had that electrical tape on it as well when he did that.
Good podcaster, Cody.
Good podcast.
You're more than welcome back if you want Cody to pop on ours. We'll
Come
make
through.
Some time for you.
We might. got a preview NXT. You can't just be throwing Cody Rhodes in there.
Spring break in 2 weeks, dude.
Cheesy piece.
Anyway, what's your next story?
I forgot it was me. The responsibility was for me to move it on there. And I failed. Would you like an update on Rhea Ripley?
Yes, please.
Cool. I was hoping you'd say no so I could say, well, can we get one anyway? But yeah, so we spoke about her yesterday. She's vacated. the women's world title.
The Raw world, women's title.
Wait. What are our truth and the Miz?
Definitely not that.
The world's tag team champions?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. We've got it. And I'm so confused. Right, Rhea Ripley, update. Bryan Alvarez, Wrestling Observer Radio. She has sprained her AC joint. That came when she hit the wall. That's the wall. When she hit that, Liv Morgan put her in the wall, yeah. All that stuff. An injury like that typically takes about 4 to 6 weeks to gain mobility again, and then it's like a 3-month recovery window. That's just theorizing, however, because PW Insider have noted that Rhea's recovery time is going to depend on whether or not she needs surgery. Presumably, if she needs surgery, it'll be a bit longer, but it'll be a more permanent fix to the joint. So at the moment, there's no word exactly on how long Rhea's going to be out for. However, you're probably looking at a few months. And all of that. Fightful, of course, reporting there's no heat on Liv for any of this because it was just a freak accident. Had nothing to do with the chair being domed off Rhea's head, which we laughed about in the arena, but then we heard of the injury and we're like, and she's it's obviously not related to that, so it's fine. But yes, best wishes to her on her recovery. Having to vacate the title sucks.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those, isn't it? Like when it's a muscle injury, not that you'd ever wish anyone to break anything, but it's a lot cleaner in terms of like, okay, you have to wait for the bone to heal. Muscles recovering in very different ways, like you say. 6 weeks to recover mobility properly and then properly heal, 3 months minimum, one would assume, which would put us at, what would that be, around SummerSlam. So you could see that as a post-SummerSlam return for her, or they could hold off and, you know, even hold off right up until the Royal Rumble, for example.
Where's SummerSlam this year?
Cleveland?
At Rhea Ripley's hometown. Perfect. Yes. Perfect for a comeback.
Yeah, so it's one of those where... Yeah, it's what you never want to say. Well, probably be back before then because we don't know. And I want to circle back to this one because we've got a question about titles and giving up titles and stuff like that in due course.
Belt swaps.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we get there, though, let's talk about the latest on Julia. Obviously, she popped up at NXT Standard Deliveroy.
How did Mercedes say her name a couple of weeks ago?
Julia.
She added like 7 syllables.
Yes.
Julia. It was great. I love Mercedes delivery. It's all over the place. It is. Anyway.
I can't hear all this music. That's Julia Hart. Well, we're talking about Julia, the new NXT star. Well, we presume she's showing up on NXT, and that seems to be what the report from Fightful Select says here. She is going to work a handful of matches for Rossi Ogawa's new Marigold promotion before reporting to the Performance Center towards the end of June or early July. In terms of an in-ring debut, the belief within NXT is she'll have her first match NXT Heatwave July 7th. She's actually expected to challenge for a championship on that show. Now, that could be, of course, the women's title, or as I mentioned, the new NXT Women's North American Championship. She's going to keep the ring name Julia. WWE are also trying to, or potentially could try and gain the rights to her current theme music as well. I'm really excited to see what she looks like in WWE.
Yeah.
She was very surprised. I think it's because she couldn't see herself on the screen.
That's right.
That was that were focused on her. But she was very impressed by the reaction she got at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, it was funny. She was like, what the hell is going on? Like,
it's you.
Obviously, couldn't see the screen properly. When that happened. I've said it on Twitter and I'll say it again. I think that parking Julia in NXT is like taking a Rolls Royce to a dirt bike rally. I think it is a complete waste of time for everyone involved. I do not give a single hoot about learning to work the house style. Nah, screw that. Wrestling strength is in its diversity of styles. You do not need to wear someone's ring style out of them by parking them in that dumbass promotion with its Vince Russo booking for however many months. I am sorry. But I am excited to see what she does in American wrestling. She is a major star. She is tremendous at literally everything. She's one of my favorite wrestlers in the world. Good luck to Julia.
Yeah, I was impressed by Kazuchika Okada's ability to find the hard cam despite never working in a wrestling promotion properly.
Here's the thing. You know, Julia, she was in this NXT thing. Where was the video packages, man? Why didn't Vic Joseph read out her Wikipedia page for half an hour? How is the casual fan supposed to know, Adam?
In WWE's defense, she didn't find the hard cam when she was literally on camera. So, who knows? But no, I'm really excited, and it's the best promotion she'd go to because it is the best promotion NXT, in my opinion. She's going to get up to some wacky bollocks, and then in about 6 months, they're going to go, yeah, you're far too good for this. Let's get you on the main roster.
Just put her on Raw or SmackDown, guys. What are we doing here?
Only AJ Styles who's really, in terms of, like, jumped. Like,
Anderson and Gallows.
Anderson and Gallows, yeah.
Tama Tonga?
Tama, probably, yes.
We're probably forgetting a few, but yeah.
Most people have to go through the weird pipeline that is NXT.
It's dense. I hate it.
I think she should fight the Riz. That's what I think.
Yeah, she go down there and hang out with Dennis the Menace
and the University and all that stuff. Get her unit, chase you. She's going to have so much fun down there. She's not going to want to leave.
Fired up.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us on X. Sean Ackling, great to hear from you again, Sean.
Get in
touch. I've been waiting for the A-team to return before I ask this question. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks.
What was your favourite food you had in Philadelphia? P.S. Adam Will 1, did you get any Skittles gummies? I did, on your recommendation, Sean. Very good. Thank you for the heads up on that one. But what was your favourite food we had over there?
I mean, I'd be remiss not to mention the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
The best one I had... we all went for an Ishka Bibbles.
Oh, thanks, Eddie, for the recommendation,
really
by the
good
way.
On South Street. We did try, like, we got so many recommendations. Angelo's, John's, Joe's.
Someone said definitely don't go to Pat's because that's the tourist one.
Yeah, Pat's and Gino's, we didn't go to those. But everywhere else was closed, and Ishka Bibbles was recommended. This was on the Monday.
I had a cheesesteak at the Lincoln Financial Field. And it wasn't quite to the standard of Ishka Bibbles, but it was lovely nonetheless.
Yeah, Ishka Bibbles was sensational.
We met some fans in there, which was lovely.
Yeah, it was sick. We met people everywhere. It was awesome.
One of them was just buying a cheesesteak to carry around for later, and I was like, that's genius.
Yeah, just slide it in your pocket, pull it out every now and then.
Nice Liberty Bell you've got there.
Yeah, nice bit of solidified cheese whiz right there. But also, we went to a really great Mexican restaurant on Sunday. I think it was the Sunday. Elvez, I think it was.
That's the one on the corner.
On the corner at Walnut Street.
That was class.
Best nachos I've ever had. Unreal.
Yeah, they were really good, weren't they?
Yeah.
I loved that. I had a really nice burrito when we were there. God, I really want to go back and have that again now. I love that place. We just sort of stumbled across it. We were like kind of looking around, trying to find a place to just get something to eat.
We were trying to get into IHOP, weren't
that
we?
That was it.
Yeah.
So we accidentally, for everyone complains that we always do, found a more local place than generic old IHOP. Also, I'll say, I think Philadelphia had some of, now this is very generic, but had some of the nicest blueberry muffins I've ever eaten. And I know it was just like at like cafes and corner shops and what have you, but the size of them,
In that coffee shop near our Airbnb, Flores?
Yes.
On 19th and Girard, if you're in Philadelphia.
Good memory.
Very nice people. Go and see them, get a coffee, get a muffin.
Is that the one we got the breakfast things from, the like sausage?
That was the other round the corner. This was the other corner. Just look at Google Maps.
Breakfast was a big thing.
Cambridge Street Cafe was the coffee house, was that one. If you're in that area, check those places out.
But be careful, because people warned us.
Yeah, we got told not to go a block further north, but it's okay. You'll be okay if you live there, surely.
Exactly. Nerdbox says, good morning, legends. Morning, Nerdbox.
Hello, Nerdbox.
Would you like to see a Bloodline Civil War lead to a War Games match, and how would you build out the teams?
I would say yes, but only if it's Rock and Roman on different sides.
I agree.
I think that...
How big would that be, by the way?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. It'd be gigantic. I think that you need a mega star on either side to keep the interest levels high. Because, like, no disrespect to Solo Sikoa or Tama Tonga or whatever. They're both great. Mm-hmm. But, look, it's The Rock and Roman Reigns, for goodness sake. If you were to not have them on opposing sides, it would feel a bit lopsided, mm-hmm. I think, in terms of star power. So that's how I'd build it. I'd do Roman and the Usos and probably Sammy. I'd get back.
I love that, yeah.
That's, like, a nice bit of, like, there's so many complex things you could do with that. The Rock, Tama, Jacob Fatu, and Paul Heyman. why not?
Get your working shoes on, Paul.
I'm sure there's someone else.
I was trying to think of a fourth there, and yeah, I was struggling, to be honest.
Yeah, there's like Hikuleo, is he coming over? I don't know.
Nia Jax. Let's go,
what the hell? Oh, she's going to be the women's champion soon.
Yes, love Nia Jax, but I really, really, really like the idea of a Bloodline Civil War. It might be too soon. I know it's a long way off yet, but it feels like they're not going to get around to Rock Roman until arguably after next year's WrestleMania, possibly even for WrestleMania 42. But yeah, if they decide to expedite it and they do like Rock Cody at, let's say, SummerSlam, and then go, right, let's get this ball rolling and head towards Rock Roman at WrestleMania 41, great way of doing it, in my opinion.
Very nice.
You're not going to like this one. Ernest Gooker says, hi guys, with Rhea having to relinquish the title recently, do you think there should be interim championships introduced for future situations like this? And when the former champion's healthy return, just due to a unification match. We also had a few questions yesterday, and thank you to everyone who sent them to us. Sorry we didn't get around to them. Saying, well, why did Rhea have to vacate the title when Roman Reigns held it for so long and didn't defend it? Which is a fair point.
That is a fair point. They're almost like there's double standards. I probably wouldn't go down this route, right? Like, okay, so like as a concept, I'm not always not in favor of interim champions. Mm-hmm. I think that if you absolutely need someone on TV and you know exactly when the previous champion's coming back and you have an exact time and it's pretty soon for the unification match, fair play, let's do it. But I think that often it just muddies the waters. It just complicates things. And most of the time, they're just not necessary.
Yeah, I've had my fingers burnt with this before because when AEW said they were going to introduce it for Cody,
yes,
and Sammy Guevara won it. I said, I really like this idea because I've been a fan of UFC and they've had interim champions. Slightly different, obviously, they don't have to work every single bloody week in the UFC. But I really like the idea of them bringing that in. And it seemed to make sense. It's like, okay, Sammy's interim champion. When Cody comes back, they both fight. And Sammy's got a belt for now, but then you'll fight for Cody's. And then he started carrying both of them around. And I was like, what? Why have you got two belts? Yeah. You can't be interim champion and champion at the same time.
That's not how it works.
So no interim champions or championships for me. Yeah, like you say, if one of those where it's like, for example, if the rear injury was the strain and they said, oh, it's going to be 6 weeks to get full mobility, but then she's fine to go, you would suggest just saying, she's all right, the 30-day thing isn't a thing anymore, as we point out with the Roman stuff, but let's just get around it, maybe not even bring it up too much on telly. But yeah, once you know someone's going to be out for a few months, it just seems weird. And they've made it work. Obviously, it wasn't injury related when Roman or Brock, for example, would disappear. But I think nowadays, and we've had so many storylines of you're never here, I'm going to be the workhorse champion. Just if they're going to be injured or they're going to go off and do a movie or whatever, take the title off them and just give it to someone else.
Yeah.
Really is quite simple.
Yeah, keep it simple, stupid.
But you really don't need to wear two belts when one of them is an interim. It doesn't make sense. Anyway.
We have two, like, look, Sheamus has too many limes and we have too many belts. That's how it is.
Right, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. And while you're at it, why not check out...
This one here is a video that you might like. I think you should click on it regardless and find out.
Yeah.
You will like it. Positive reinforcement. Yes,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Good outro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.